For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Almost everything in the kitchen at the Greenville County Building is a hand-me-down.
The cabinets, the drawers, the stove, and the oven, as well as the microwave.
That's Assistant County Administrator Paula Gooker. She says these fixtures came from homes the county bought and then demolished.
If we've bought the house and there's something in there that we've paid for that can be used and recycled, let's do it, because then I don't have to go out and buy cabinets or countertops.
The homes she's talking about were in flood-prone areas. The county is buying out these properties to encourage people to move out before they are flooded. After these homes are gutted for useful materials, they are demolished and no one is allowed to build on that lot again. Gooker took me to a neighborhood where the county bought out 20 homes in 2 years. The lots are now a lush park with walking trails, wildflowers, and benches under large trees.
You can see the community garden, see the okra, and you can see what looks like squash and pumpkins.
The path we are walking along is noticeably lower in elevation from the road.
And this area would be underwater. We saw a lot of first floor flooding here. And when the water would recede, there would actually be fish in the fields. Small fish, but that's how deep it would get here.
Gooker says the harmless-looking streams in the area are the problem. They look like nice amenities to have in your backyard until they come over the banks. Grace Cantrell agrees.
That Rocky Creek, which was in non-flooding situations, that creek is so tiny. It's just like a little trickle just going along. It's just, you wouldn't even need boots to, you know, wade in it or walk across it.
But a few years ago, the creek rose over her flood fortification in just 2 hours. A few feet of water rushed into her one-story house, saturated her walls, furniture, and home recording studio.
We were just homeless, broke, devastated, traumatized. We moved into one of those pay-by-the-week hotels.
She thought the house was a total loss until she found out the county was going to buy her home at the pre-flood value. Now, much of that money went to the insurance company and other costs, but Cantrell insists
that has saved us from financial ruin, literally.
Cantrell and her husband now live in a home that is 25 feet higher than her previous property. She has moved out of the floodplain, and her old house is
this beautiful, flat, green, gorgeous piece of property with absolutely no remnant.
Which is the point. Buying out homes isn't a novel idea. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has been doing it for a while. But what makes Greenville different is that it is doing proactive buyouts funded with local stormwater monies. That's according to hazard mitigation consultant Jeff Ward.
There are a huge number of properties being taken off the flood insurance roll.
Greenville has bought out 172 homes in about 9 years. Ward is also referring to communities that are using federal funds to help acquire homes, which is more common. FEMA is putting more money into these buyout programs while increasing insurance premiums for those with the highest risk. He says the combination is encouraging people to get out of these so-called severe repetitive loss properties known as SRLs.
There is not enough money in the FEMA program, probably never will be, to keep ahead of the number of SRL properties that are out there.
They make up just about 1% of the properties under the National Flood Insurance Program, but they account for nearly a third of flood claims. Ward says home buyouts save the government money, but it's hard to put a number on just how much. The test, he says, is next time there is a disaster, how many of those homes would have suffered damage? For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Greenville.